Right now, it's time for The Corner, and it's brought to us by A1 Locksmith Security and Safes. Here's Gordon Keith.
For those of you who keep track of this sort of thing, if you're wanting to know who the real man is around the Dunham household, his name is Kyle. Kyle is the name you're looking for. Kyle.
Well, that's the guy who works on the lawnmowers, because that's what he does for a living. He's really good at it.
He's the one who comes out and takes care of the things that George should be doing.
Should be. Why?
No, you don't have to.
I imagine George having a pit stop. He just takes his lawnmower in. He's got a whole team.
Yeah, do they just swarm your lawnmower and change the oil the filters and the...
I don't want to hear it from you. Because a few years ago, you used to make fun of me for doing my own yard.
Here's the deal.
Now,
dude,
you're killing me for not...
It's okay. Fine. Look, it's okay. I have no problem with you hiring somebody to do your lawnmower stuff.
It gets done. I don't go 5 years without an oil
change. Which is great. That's more than most people. I think most people, because this came up because this week I changed the oil and the air filter and the spark plug. And
I think that's amazing.
I think I'm about to change the head gasket on the thing too. I want to rebuild that engine just for fun, just to experience it. Yeah.
Or you can just spend a couple $100 and get a brand new one.
I know, but I want to rebuild. It's a 92 Briggs & Stratton flathead.
Yeah, they don't make them like that anymore.
I know. Well, it's not the most efficient, but it works. It's from 1992. Still works.
You don't get a lot of MPG there?
The point is, it's fun for me to work on them. I like doing that mechanical stuff. I like changing it. I added a fuel filter and changed that one.
Why don't you do something cool and make it into a go-kart engine?
No, I have no interest
in
doing
that. Play go-karts.
But it took me 3 hours to do all this kind of stuff and to run the store and get stuff. Which I get why you would hire someone to do it.
Yeah.
But it's also defensible to do it yourself if you enjoy doing that sort of thing, which I do.
I'm all for you. Okay. I'm rooting for you. I'm over here with my Gordo pennant.
Let's stop fighting.
Go, go, go.
Let's stop fighting.
Go, go, go.
Yeah, so I think what happens, a lot of people do lawnmowers like Sean does over there.
Just throw a little oil in that every few months.
He considers that changing the oil when he tops it off.
Throw a little oil in that.
Yeah,
it runs better. He loves it when he's got a lawnmower that uses oil, because that means he's changing it on the regular when he's adding to it each time.
Yeah, pretty much.
And I think that's what most guys do, is they never service their lawnmower. And then when it blows up in 3 years, they just go buy a new one.
Yeah. Easy.
Now, let me ask you this. When Kyle changes it in March, should I check the oil the rest of the cutting season?
Well, you're supposed to be, in the manual, they say that you should check the oil level and the state of the air filter before you mow each time, which nobody does.
Nobody does that.
But I would say at least every 3 times, you should at least be checking your air filter.
You know when it gets checked?
When?
Next March by Kyle when he changes it.
All right.
It's worked out well.
But you should check your oil throughout the season to make sure you're not burning it. It's not low on oil.
I should.
Because you spend a pretty penny on your lawn tractors.
I do.
So keep them in shape. They'll last quite a long time if you just do some basic maintenance.
I'm on 12 years. My dear,
I've seen guys they don't do anything to the lawnmower, and they'll let the fins get all caked up with grass and stuff, so the thing's not even cooling off. They just burn out engines that way.
The what now?
You got to make sure you blow out the grass where you're not. It's still cooling. You're able to cool it. The flywheel, is what cools like an old walk behind mower, for example.
Yeah,
you got to have airflow through that thing in order to cool it off. Otherwise, it'll overheat and crack.
Okay.
What if I just put it in my garage when I'm done?
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. I'm not talking to you guys. You guys taunt me with your lack of maintenance. P1, my 5-year-old's servant.
Yeah, that's basically what a parent is.
Says, I regret tuning into 1310 The Ticket this morning.
Jeez.
Gordon Keith is so out of touch.
Oh, no.
And Junior and George feed into it.
Yeah, Junes.
So everybody's guilty here. Even Junior, the guy who's not here,
let's cut that
is
back
guilty.
A little bit. All right.
Saying he tips 20% on a $2,000 furniture delivery shows he isn't in touch with listeners. I doubt 99% could afford a $400 tip on their new living room set.
I believe I said $20 on a bottle of water.
I agree with that.
All right.
Stay nourished.
Kidding when I said that you tip on the total amount of a furniture delivery.
It didn't sound like it to me.
Clearly a joke. I wasn't joking about tipping on a furniture delivery, but a joke about tipping on the full amount of the furniture delivery.
Joke!
Yeah. That you got to tip 20%. What a beating that would be. Do you tip your grocery delivery people?
I never had them deliver.
Yeah.
Don't they just leave it outside? Are you supposed to leave a tip out there for them?
Sometimes you get the pickup, like you pull in and they'll just bring you your stuff.
Do you tip those people?
If you have a dollar, maybe.
Okay.
I guess we should.
We talked about French fries.
Oh, yeah.
That makes it sound like a very unimportant show. Hey, just tuned in the ticket.
Hey, we talked fries.
We talked French fries. Katie, I was wondering, what's the next level of fries after we developed seasoned curly fries, which I remember being a huge breakthrough 25 years ago, 30 years ago, whenever that came out.
Yeah.
Hot fries.
She says the next level of fries are sweet potato fries. They have more flavor, can be dressed up with seasonings, and they're also fantastic with good old ketchup. I would argue they're superior in every way.
Huh.
Signed, Katie. I have to disagree with Katie. I am not a fan of the sweet potato fry.
I like them.
They're fine.
Yeah.
But they're no
French fry.
Women seem to really like them.
Original American French fry. All right. Yeah. Now, George, you have a bold claim that I'd like to back away from the microphone while you make this claim. Go ahead.
I think you'll find that women like sweet potato fries more than men. At George Dunham on Twitter.
Yep. Now, why is that?
It's very unscientific and anecdotal. I just heard from, I don't know, three or four women that seem to like them.
Because a woman wants to eat healthier, so they
maybe
think
that's it. Yeah.
This deep
sweet potato fries healthier?
No. Well,
they might be.
Maybe.
But they're deep fried.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can't take anything and just deep fry it. Like, whatever the original thing, like if it's deep fried broccoli, that's still not good for you, right?
Fried green beans.
It's deep fried.
Yeah.
I wouldn't think. I don't know. Well, I listen to women.
787-1310.
And if women would like to tell me whether or not they like sweet potato fries, that's fine.
Over there.
What?
You know.
Oh. I actually wasn't intending that. I hear what you're saying there. Okay.
What's tomorrow?
Well, tomorrow is Tuesday.
Okay.
And we normally do musical musers.
Yep.
And this week is my week to do musical musers. Yeah, however, however, we have a very big game tonight. I don't know if you're aware of this. Mavericks are playing the, I forget who they're playing, the Edmonton Oilers.
Yeah.
Yep.
And so we got to watch that game. And of course, we'll be talking about it all day tomorrow. Yeah. So we're probably not doing musical musers tomorrow. Mm-hmm. But I will tell you what I had planned.
What's that?
Matter of fact, I'm going to do it now. Have you ventured into any AI music creation?
Yes.
No, you have.
I've not tried to do it, but I've heard some work. My brother-in-law is obsessed with it and sends me song titles all the time of stuff I've written and what AI would do with that song. Uh-huh. It drives me absolutely bananas.
Does it make it better?
Okay, so
I don't think so, but maybe America would.
I've only used one of these AI musical creation pieces of software called Suno, in case you want to follow along. Okay, so I went on, registered for a free account.
Okay.
And put in a prompt. I only did one prompt, and it spit out two songs for me within 5 seconds.
French fries?
Nope. The prompt was country song about George Dunham and his dog named Gunner. Okay, so
hi, Gunner.
Now, we're going to listen to this and laugh at AI, right? Because it's horrible and it gets things wrong and it sounds weird, right?
By the day.
All right, so let's take a listen. This is the first version called George and Gunner on AM. Hold on a second. Hold on, here we go. Listen.
Let's put it on FM.
5 seconds it did this.
George Dunham's truck rolled down that old dirt road. Dust kicking up where the corn would grow. With his loyal dog gunner by his side. Through fields of rust and endless skies they'd ride.
It's not bad.
George wore his heart on his weather sleeve. Big hands that work, but a soul that believes in the power of...
Can I just say, these are great lines.
I know.
These are great lines.
It's getting better by the month.
Wore his heart on his weathered sleeve, big hands that worked, but a soul that believe.
Faith, a hard day's work.
We're building up to the chorus.
And the friendship of a dog with a playful smirk. Gunner's barking, feel the air. As a journey without a care. Two old souls in a world so grand. Side by side, man and man's best friend.
It's going to make me cry.
I'm telling you. Okay, this is... 5 seconds.
That's amazing.
About the Cold
that
War,
it
right?
took to yeah. think and then spit out this song. And to be clear, I'm not talking that the AI just came up with the lyrics.
You're right.
AI came up with the music, the voice, everything.
That's scary.
And do they have stock like drum beats and
I don't know
guitar progression?
I don't know how this thing works. I'm just telling you that we all make fun of, hey, look, AI put an extra finger on someone's hand. And then we all feel superior.
Right.
But this is what it came up with for a country song. Now, how long would it take one of us to write this? You're talking months. I mean,
yeah,
could be
days.
Weeks.
Yeah.
To come up with this and refine it and go over it and fine tooth comb it, and it can do it in 5 seconds. And why we think that, humans will never accept music from a computer. Well, no, just give us something we like and we don't care where it came from.
It's a good beat.
Morning dew or the setting sun. Two of them always on the run. From fishing holes to the general store. They love those simple days and want it no more. George would say with a glimmer in his eye. Life ain't perfect, but we sure do try. With Gunner here, I never feel alone. He's the heart of my heart, the flesh on my bones.
What do you think? I'm already singing along.
I know.
Can you learn this by Summer Chill Friday?
Yeah, it's good. It's better than half of Luke Bryan's songs already.
Okay, this is not an opportunity to take a shot at Luke Bryan.
That was uncalled.
All right, it came up with another version. I don't know how it can be better than that one, but...
No.
So it sounds like the same song.
Yeah.
It's, It takes the same lyrics and then redoes it.
George Dunham's truck rolled down that old dirt road. Dust kicking up where the corn would grow.
This one's more scaled down. Do you like the big one?
With his loyal dog gunner by his side.
I like both of them.
Through fields of rust and in the skies they'd ride. George wore his heart on his weathered sleeve.
Big steel coming in there.
How is it doing this?
I don't know.
Dang it.
So how many songwriters are just going to be like, man, I'm out of ideas.
Yeah.
Let's just punt and come up with a hit.
Yes, it can give you some ideas.
You can have a career.
Good ideas.
And I think that isn't the rule on AI is if you use AI to create something, it's still yours. Like you as the human get the copyright.
Yeah.
So I could take that song and record it and... make money off of it?
You just got to pay the robot.
I mean, I really don't even have to record it, right? It's already recorded.
A third for a word, I guess, for the robot, but yeah.
Well, I have to say, I'm impressed by it.
I am too.
And people say that I don't like anything.
And just
right?
Months
Gordon,
ago,
you don't like any music. Well, I'm sitting here saying, this is pretty damn good.
Let's fast forward 10 years. What are we getting?
Yeah.
Masterpieces.
In 10 years. It's
New
gotten
Beatles.
This good in 1 year.
Yeah.
Maybe the Bro Country Beatles could be a real thing.
Ooh, that's a good idea.
Boy, yeah.
I wonder if I can do that. Let's see. Song in the style of the Beatles. Right?
Bro
About
Country.
George Dunham and his
George Dunham.
Dog Gunner. Okay. Let's see what it comes up with.
Because
you can't mention a band's name.
Oh, okay.
In the style of
British band, a 60s
British Invasion band.
Invasion. Okay. You ready?
Tell them the Gunner's finer than your average Silverland.
Okay.
Because he's fun. He's ranked.
Okay, it's creating. It's thinking. It's doing this. I'm losing my internet connection, but that's okay.
No.
We'll be fine. Okay. This says Rock British Invasion. George Duncan.
I'll take it. It's close enough.
Okay, here we go. Let's see. What we got. Oh, wait. That's the wrong one. Sorry.
Play the one that says hot dog.
Rock British Invasion. What other bands is this going to include, though?
Yeah, I don't know. It could be The Who or
Rolling Stones.
Producing.
George and Gunner on the road. Walking through the fields of gold. Rain or shine, the story's told. Bound by love, a bond so bold. George and Gunner side by side.
TV show theme.
Bunch of wacky stuff happening on screen with freeze frames.
Mountains high and
now Gunner's driving
wide.
The truck
with fake paws, you can clearly see. Cheap practical effects.
George drops a pizza, George Gunner eats it.
And George looks at him like, oh, Gunner.
Okay. Hey, we had a prompt to write a song.
Okay, yeah, that was it was a different kind of British invasion.
Yeah,
that's hilarious.
But a dog in his owner.
All right, that's awesome. That's the corner. Right now, it is time for Gordo's Corner with the sports expert himself, Gordon Keith.
Thank you. Yes.
Brought to
it's
us
already
by
happening.
A1 Locksmith Security and Safes.
And for those P1s just joining us, the reason I'm called a sports expert is because I was the only sports talker in the Metroplex in the nation who properly predicted this series.
I'm sure a lot of people
said
Boston in five.
It would be Boston in five.
I take issue with you being called a sports talker.
I'm a tremendous sports talker.
I don't think so.
Matter of fact, I'm going to talk sports right now.
Oh, let's hear it.
One observation I had. I love his basketball information.
Uh-oh, someone's about to get
He is
ripped.
A wonderful player.
No disrespect.
But what's going on with Jason Tatum's hair?
I don't know.
The bangs. Have you noticed that style?
I guess not.
Is this a new style?
It's like pasted down on the front.
Yeah, yeah. So he has the front bangs. I'm going to try to do this look. Of course, I'd have to get my bangs cut way short. But yeah, so look at it. It almost looks like he's wearing a headband, Giorgio.
Okay.
And it goes straight across his forehead. It's like the most defined hairline I've ever seen.
Are you accusing it of not being real?
No, I think it is real.
Okay.
I think it's a
style. You just
think
it's questionable?
No, I think it's a style that I have not seen, and I wonder if this will start a trend in the NBA. I can't believe you didn't notice it.
He's had it for 5 or 6 years.
Yeah, I know. You would think that he would have noticed it in the past half decade then.
I don't think it's that unusual, though.
It's not unusual to have a hairline like this.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's an updated artist for you, Tom Jones.
Yeah. Okay. Kids love that, didn't they?
How'd you think Doris Burke looked, Giorgio?
Well, I don't comment on her looks. I think she's a quality broadcaster.
Okay. How'd you think Mike Breen looked?
If fine, I guess.
Wait, what, how are you able to comment on his
It seems safer
appearance.
If you comment on a guy than a woman.
Yeah, I thought that Doris had a funny observation here.
Just throws him down.
This is when they're talking about Luca throwing down Kristaps.
PJ did. PJ.
I'm oh, sorry, PJ threw down Kristaps.
PJ. Just throws him down. Crowd reacting to the replay on the big screen. Washington just trying to send a little message, play some physical basketball.
If that were Caitlin Clark, it might spark a debate for a week.
Slight overlap Funny. There, but decent comment. Yeah. Well, I know. I'm giving her praise,
Elliot,
Giorgio.
Zeke thought it was funny.
I thought J.J. Redick got a little repetitive on this point.
You bring up Larry Bird. We get these notes before every game, right? Historical comps for what these guys are accomplishing, whether it's Luka, Jason, Drew, whoever. Every single thing Jason Tatum has done, it's like he's the first guy since Larry Bird. 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 He's the first guy since Larry Bird.
He's making a point. Just how many firsts? Guy since Larry Bird that Tatum is setting those records. So it's kind of interesting. Sounds of the game. Giorgio, you love when they do the sounds
of
the game.
I don't love it, but I don't hate it. I don't think it's such a bad feature.
Okay. Here's some of the great insight we get by miking up players. I believe these are the two Celtic stars that were miked up and played in this segment.
Tonight's Star Watch brought to you by WhatsApp. Some sound.
Yo, like, if you coming up to set the screen from the corner, like, walk baseline, like, try to separate yourself or screen your own, stop short. Because he's looking for the switch, and he just stopped short. We got the stop behind three. Yeah, yeah.
Pocket three is there. I'm gonna make the next one.
I know you will.
Yep, it's there. If Luka give it up, I'm not letting him get it back. Yep. You know what I mean? If you want to get the ball, bring it up yourself.
Exactly.
The two Celtics.
It just sounds like small talk.
It's super cash. You hit the nail on the head earlier with this. The sales roped them into this.
Yeah.
They sold it.
It's sponsored. All right. So they have to come up with something just to throw on there.
That was kind of interesting, wasn't it?
I didn't even understand.
Like
talking about
you,
how they're going to play Luka, what they're doing.
Like
the
if you catch the ball, you ought to move over,
okay,
or like
a more detailed than that. Wasn't like move over and
if you want the ball, bring it up yourself.
This was an odd moment from Mike Breen when they were talking about a wet spot that was out there on the court.
Okay.
And he had to make an apology.
Doncic, obviously a wet spot there on the floor, just unfortunate for Dallas.
I want to make a quick correction and apologies. That was not Drew Holiday's wife.
Okay, so who was responsible for the wet spot?
No, no,
what was he saying?
He had misidentified somebody, I believe, moments earlier.
Sure.
Just an unfortunate time that he chose to clarify that.
And I love that Rich is here because I love his information.
Oh.
But Rich is a trash broadcaster, and I wish that Craig was here for this particular soundbite, because I'd love his comments on this. Do you think Craig would have an opinion on this?
Well, the NBA season might soon come to an end, but there's more basketball to watch. Catch the WNBA live on ESPN and ABC with YouTube TV and get WNBA League Pass. Watch up to four games at once with Multiview. Try it free. Terms apply.
Would Craig,
you would have to pay him. Gosh, I don't know what. We'll have to ask him when he comes back. What would his talent fee be for watching WNBA League Pass?
I don't understand why he rags on the WNBA so much. Do you think Craig would want to watch four WNBA games at once?
I'm interested.
My number would be pretty high too, George. Yeah.
Yay!
I mean, like, how are we going to figure this out? The Wings have lost eight straight. How are we going to figure this thing out here?
I don't know.
You know, I wish that I thought of this before, but have you heard Bill Burr talking about the WNBA?
Mm-hmm.
You heard that routine?
No, I don't think I have.
Okay.
No.
He just he has an interesting perspective on, you know, people who are saying that it's sexist if you don't support the WNBA. Mm-hmm. But he just blasts women. You don't support the WNBA. Why is it on us to watch these games when you don't even watch these games? Anyway,
that's interesting.
It's a funny routine that he does, and he makes some interesting points that need to be dealt with, and he needs to be corrected. He needs to do better. Bill Burr does. Okay, I took it upon myself. I got to playing with this tool yesterday. We played it on the air. I had many people text me asking me about this segment that we did on AI-generated music. Mm-hmm. Including several notable songwriters reached out to me to talk about it because they were amazed at how good that this AI generated music was. So I figured I'd get on there and tell AI that I wanted a song about the Mavericks losing in the finals. Mm-hmm. Okay. And you guys were sitting in the room. I did this and 10 seconds later it spit out.
George
spit,
immediately asked, that's somebody else that did that one, right?
Yeah, that's a Maverick song.
This
right?
was done, this was done just moments ago, and it wrote it in 10 seconds. It gets one or two things wrong in the factual part. I think it has they were swept in four games, which is not exactly right, but.
Kyrie stepped on court, ball blizzard in the zone. Crossed up defenders, move slick as cologne. Dallas dreams high, big Texan horizon. Victory glimmer, stars align, truth surprises. Lucas passing range, eagle eye precision. A final slipped away like Houdini's mission. Four game sweep, broomsticks in rotation. Mavericks hopes sunk, full time vacation. Fell from grace, hoops turned to sand. Championship dreams gone with the band. Kyrie and Dallas, hearts breaking too. NBA Finals Mavericks crew. Mid-season trade, fans hope to stock. Kyrie and Luka, dynamic shock. Electric on offense, fizzled in defense. Chat NBA Finals Mavericks crew. Mid-season trade, fans hope to stock. Kyrie and Luka, dynamic shock. Electric on offense, fizzled in defense. Championship pressure made no sense. Popcorn and tears, seats left cold. Final whistle blows, trophy withheld. Stories retold. Kyrie's legacy, crossroads stays haunted. Dallas fought hard, fate undaunted. Grit and grind shines on another day. Lessons in losing where champions lay.
Okay, it came up with multiple parts of this. There's like a whole middle eight, yeah. And there's...
Okay. NBA Finals Mavericks. Let's take a quick timeout.
Yeah.
What information did you give it? Mavericks?
Okay,
Kyrie,
so
NBA Finals?
Oh, man, I think I already erased it. All I said was write a song about Luka Doncic and Kyrie Irving and the Dallas Mavericks losing in the NBA Finals. Jeez. And then it spit back, I can't do that because you mentioned the artist Luka. So I don't know if there's a musical artist named Luka and you can't mention specific. So I took out Luka's name. So the prompt was write a song about Kyrie Irving and in Dallas Mavericks losing in the NBA Finals.
Unbelievable.
And it took that, and 10 seconds later, it spit out that song.
Including mid-season trade, which he did not give them.
Right.
Right. I did not say that.
And in 6 seconds, they went and got that and put it in the song.
I mean, the sweep is the only thing it had wrong, right?
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Pretty amazing. Once again, if somebody had sent that in, if a listener had sent that in, we'd go, okay, this is a pretty good sports song.
Morning After, you already got that.
Pretty good. Yeah. You wrote all that. You recorded it. I mean, you got the... I mean, it's doing the instrumentation. It's doing the voice. It's doing the lyrics.
Is it amazing or is it extremely concerning?
It's both. It's both because we thought that creativity was going to be the province of humans.
Of course. Yeah.
And now... We're using all this. Okay, so I gave it another prompt just for fun. And I haven't really fully listened to this one yet, but I think you'll gather what the prompt was by listening to this song.
Something about me in an embarrassing set of circumstances.
Mike has hot, the room is tense. Dan and Bob both on defense. Napkin gone, dog's a thief on the air, can't find relief. Arguing while they go live. More on dog, just took a dive. Eating now.
It messed that up. It said as they go live rather than live. Oh, she mispronounced live. It's supposed to rhyme with dive, which was more on dog took a dive.
More on dog just took a dive. Eating napkins, making mess in the booth. They feel the stress. More on dog, you're causing trouble. Chewing napkin, bursting bubble. Radio show going wild. Dan and Bob can't reconcile. Paper scattered on the floor. Dogs like this, they pull the door. But today, the show's at stake. Hoping it's a small mistake. On the air, trying to keep cool. In charade, they're the fools. Dog just wags and takes a seat. All they hear's the crumpling beat. Host and sinking, worlds apart. Deep in their hearts, losing track of what to say. The dog's escapades on display.
So emotional, that's amazing.
Grabbing the dog. What are you doing?
No mention of the word focus.
I should have fed the actual transcript.
Dog, you're causing trouble. Chewing napkin, bursting bubble. Radio show going wild. Dan and Bob can't reconcile. Paper scattered on the floor. Dogs like this.
There you go.
Jeez.
A little song about the moron dog and the napkin. I just put two friends, Bob and Dan, arguing while trying to do a radio show as a moron dog eats a napkin.
And it gave you that.
Yes.
God. Oh, my goodness. We still can't get over that incident.
It's been so fun.
25 years ago.
25 years later.
So fun. And
moron dog?
Yeah, Giorgio, did you hear? I think that I tweeted out the song about you.
Me and Gunner?
No, not the you and Gunner. It was your hot dog blues. Did you hear that one?
I did hear that one. We didn't play it on the show, though.
Oh, we didn't? Okay, let me see if I got this here.
George loves them hot dogs, every single bite.
Oh, wait, this is a different one. Hold on, I'll play this version. This one's more Delta
George
bluesy.
George loves them hot dogs, every single bite. Got a taste for mustard in the morning light. Standing by the grill, sun is sinking low, sausage sizzle dancing, got that fire glow. Hot dogs in the evening, hot dogs late at night. George can't get enough for that tasty fight.
This is my favorite verse.
Walking down the street, dog in his hand, George's secret craving, only he understands. Ketchup got him smiling, relishing his dream. Hot dogs in his pocket, bursting at the seams.
Hot dogs in your pocket, bursting at the seams. Man. One of these lines is pretty good. Ketchup got him smiling. Relish in his dreams.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah.
Muddy Waters sings about George.
And how does it? I mean, it even got the sound of the guitar right.
Yeah.
Hot dog.
Just crazy.
Terrible. Hot dog blues.
Hot dog blues. Man, that is awesome.
I don't know what you've heard about G.
Yeah.
But he's with the sweet spot 1-3. He loves some red dirt and some Jordan speed. He's the afternoon J-U-B. I don't know what you've heard about G. But he's with the sweet spot 1-3. He loves fajitas and some UNT. He's the afternoon J-U-B.
Oh,
that's right.
Bless you.
It's 2:39 on a Tuesday. We have one of the Marconi winning musers on our program. You know him, you love him from 5:30 to 10. It is George Jub Jub Dunn.
Sweet Giorgio. Spot.
How we doing?
Sweet spot. How we doing?
You not feeping today?
Feep?
I was feeping.
You were feeping?
Yeah, me and Gunner took our afternoon nap, but man, we're up now. We are partying.
Speaking of Gunner, does he know does he know of his new song that was created by AI yesterday during the music?
Yeah, I played it for him yesterday, and he wagged his tail.
He knew?
I think he heard his name in it, yeah.
That was incredible. I tuned in midway through that segment to hear the song, and I thought it was just a P1 or one of your friends that wrote a song about Gunner. I was like, okay, this is kind of cool. Like, no, this is just a computer.
It took about 10 seconds.
Just a matter of seconds. Yeah, it's generated. It's just it's frightening.
Well, as you would imagine, George, Ham has found this technology, and he played song as a return clip, I don't know, before the 2:15 segment. And do you have that here? What is this about, Ham? Monty?
This was my new smash hit, Legs of Stone, about Ham, who has sore legs from working out, going downstairs to pick up my empanadas.
Hold on, time out.
Go ahead.
Downstairs.
Sweet spot time out right here.
To pick up your empanadas.
Ham working out or just walking downstairs is sore?
No, working out.
Okay, go on.
Yesterday was leg day. I did 15 squats with a 15-pound dumbbell.
Okay.
And I got jelly legs now.
So, like a warrior.
So you just put the dumbbell up by your ear and do squats? Is that how?
No, I'm just holding it in front of me.
15? Oh, okay, that's progress.
I was going to do 3 reps. Sets, but then I decided to stop at 15.
Ticker
total.
Room timeout.
Okay.
Oh, no. How often does Ham work out?
Oh, like every other day, kind of.
Fascinating.
Yeah.
But I've only done upper body stuff. This was my first venture into lower body.
I would call a timeout, but I think this is just where the segment is now.
But
what is the upper body workout?
I got my 5-pounders, and I'll kind of do like overhead presses and whatnot.
They're orange.
They're red.
Is it orange plastic weights?
Whatever you're doing, Ham, you keep it up. Don't take it from these guys. You look good, Ham.
Didn't you have like one of those wrists?
Oh, yeah, I got one of those.
Like one of those things you squeeze over and over?
Yeah, like a hand strengthener.
Yeah. Well, he is a drummer. He needs strong hands.
That's true.
Yeah, there it is.
Yeah.
He's got it.
Goodness.
He is.
We need to have the Ham combine where we just do the squeeze weight, the 5-pound press, the 15-pound squat to see who.
So, like, all new board ops need to be able to do this so we can judge them how good they'll be behind the board. Interesting.
Ham's going to get ripped.
He is.
It's the idea.
So, here is the hit song where Ham went to pick up my empanadas. Legs of Stone.
Sore legs hanging down the street. Can't feel my toes dragging defeat. Gonna get those empanadas hot. Crispy French fries, that's my lot. Every step feels like a mile of grind. Feet heavy, got no to unwind. Belly calls out with a hungry cry. Gotta make it there. I'll fight or die. Empanadas on my mind. French fries, golden fried. Legs of stone, but I try for that taste I can't deny. Empanadas on my mind. French fries, golden fried. Legs of stone, but I try.
Still going.
Oh, yeah.
Dude.
How long? It's like a full song?
Yeah,
like
such a banger.
This is incredible.
But I needed him to have a theme song when he walked back in, so when he's carrying my back.
I want to see like a video montage of the empanada run with this playing behind it.
He's just fighting for tears and he's all bloody.
He's fourth quarter Luca just trying to, trying to get some energy.
Your blood-soaked knees.
We've had a lot of fun with that. I have a whole like array of one-legged man songs in here now.
Okay,
they're pretty fun.
Yeah, we need to get
What's a funnier name for a food item, chimichanga or empanada?
It's pretty close. Chimmy. It's neck and neck.
I think chimmy's funnier.
Is it chimichanga or chimichanga?
It's chimichanga.
That's what I thought.
But
people in Texas say changa.
Summer Wheatley said chimichanga.
Summer said changa. Yeah, she didn't want to eat those every day.
You dip that with some chips and hot sauce?
Man, George, you missed out on some Napoleon Dynamite talk last week.
I know. I'm sorry. Totally tanked.
And we...
It's okay.
I've said that I've never experienced a movie like that before where the... Because Gordo said it on the Musers where the first time he watched it, he hated it. I almost walked out of it. And then my friends start talking about it. We're like, oh, yeah, that was kind of funny. And then I buy it on DVD and I watch it twice a week.
Yeah. I mean, the first time I saw it, it shows how simple-minded I am. I got on the edge of the couch. I thought it was just so great. It's like, I cannot believe this movie. And my son had just seen it, you know, like months. It wasn't that long before at the theater because it didn't last long at the theater.
No, it was kind of an art house movie.
Yeah. And then it was out, you know, on HBO or something. And we watched it together one day. And man, I was on the floor. I thought it was just the greatest thing I'd ever seen.
Speaking of movie comedies, I'm mowing my yard yesterday during the Sweet Spot listening to the Up and Down Boys, Mino and Monty.
It's what we call our golf show because we're golf bros.
I heard that. Yeah. You guys are so obsessed with Up and Down.
For you're up, I'm down.
For whatever reason, the 1997 comedy Gone Fishing with Joe Pesci and
Danny Glover
got brought up.
Yeah, Gus, we're going to catch some fish. Gus, yeah, Gus, yeah, Gus, we're going to go to Florida, Gus.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
That movie.
One of us.
Maybe I need to revisit because, dude, I hated that movie. I wanted to leave like halfway through it as a kiddo. My dad and I would see that. We're like, this is one of the worst comedies we've ever seen.
But I remember it being pretty funny watching it with my boys. They thought it was funny.
Just misadventures of a fishing trip, like.
Well, they got in so many hijinks. They burned down their hotel room.
Yeah.
Okay.
And they just struck by lightning.
They were just trying to catch a piggy perch.
It was a piggy perch.
It was a fun summer movie for 9-year-old Mino.
Well, it's summer now. We need to revisit some of these things. Okay, let's talking about Celtic Pride, which I do enjoy. Damon Wayans.
Now see that one.
Not bad.
That was kind of a miss, wasn't it?
Damon Wayans movies? I don't know. I remember thinking it was okay.
Was that another 97 movie? What year that?
It's somewhere in there, that era.
And I think it was filmed at the Garden, the Old Garden.
Oh, yeah?
We wanted to watch it for tomorrow, but the Mavs lost. It would be something.
Was that the one Whoopi Goldberg was the coach?
No, that was...
That was...
Sister Act.
No, not Sister Act. It was
The View.
Goldberg... Coach,
what
movie.
Was it?
Ed?
Eddie. That was the Celtics,
Eddie.
Too, wasn't
Eddie.
It?
Eddie.
Ed is the monkey playing baseball. Yeah.
They had to put peanut butter in her mouth so she could talk.
Minor League Major Friendship. Ed.
That movie is not bad.
Okay.
Seriously.
Ed?
Well, let's.
Ed.
I don't think I've seen Ed.
We need a summer movie series, and we've got some good nominees already.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gone Fishing and Ed and Eddie. And
Corby and I had a private joke going for a while. Like when we were on vacation, somehow one of us would always stumble into Ed and send a picture of the screen that we were watching Ed.
Yeah. How have I never seen this?
Yeah. This is.
Man, he plays
third. It's a monkey that plays baseball.
Yeah. They do not hide him in the lineup. They put him at third, and he's pretty darn good.
His on base is great because his strike zone's not very big.
Yeah, I can't remember much about his hitting. I just remember his fielding was just off the charts.
Yeah, he was like Ozzie Smith.
Was he in the 9-hole?
They may have tried to hide him, but I don't know. Maybe he was swatting homers. I can't remember.
If you're picking, I just know a hot that corner, defensively.
I just remember defensively, he robbed so many smashes to left field
because
he could. Jump like 12 feet in the air.
I've learned that George loves sports movies where there's an animal playing sports.
Absolutely.
It's kind of like the bear movie where he's going to play defensive tackle.
We're working on it.
Any animal that's a fish out of water. So if they're talking or, if they're at the hot corner.
Hey, and by the way.
Or put them in center field.
Did you guys see the video I posted of that bear working out with those Russians? Look on my Twitter feed from
I don't know,
3 days ago or so. There's two dudes working out on a tree, and the tree's going up and down because the bear is making it go up and down. He's like,
God. Yeah.
And I've made the claim before that I've seen bears in Russia do crazy things. Here's another example.
This is like the workout version of soaking for the bear and these dudes.
Their bears are built different.
Their bears are. It means more in Russia to the bears.
And those dudes have no fear.
Russia is
like, no,
a bear
here.
Whatever. Russia is the SEC bear. For bears. It just means more.
It just means more. Look at that bear, though. He knows what he's doing. He's part of the workout. So I just said they're on the same football team. They've got to be.
So are they like in a rotation? Because there's a dude hanging from the tree doing like leg swings. There's another dude punching him. And then there's the bear. Him. So are they going to rotate? And then the bear is going to be the guy punching one of the other guys?
And the bear goes third.
Yeah.
He's like taking his legs and like whipping him over the dude punching him.
Would you be just a little bit hesitant to punch the bear right in the ribs?
Might get a little low, hit him right in the dong.
He gets really ticked.
Hey! It's my bear dong. Stop doing that.
Oh, man. Oh, man. Yeah.
Well,
thank you for that.
That's like the best I can do.
I feel like this is a successful
this
segment,
helped us today. Care about the Mavs
You're
anymore.
Helping the Metroplex heal, George. Thank you.
I know. It's a tough day. But you know what? I don't... This is nothing like 2006, though.
No, not
right?
at all. This is, no. This is a world different.
I mean, they could have played better. There's no doubt about it. But I don't think they had much of a chance in this thing. I really don't.
There's a lot of good memories.
Monty may disagree. I heard what he was saying before this segment, but I don't know. I just don't think they had much of a chance currently constructed.
Monty, you going to rip?
Yeah,
you
gonna...
I mean, I just felt like during the actual games, like if they had just a little bit better play from guys that played really well through the first three rounds, then we could be talking about a different series. But, I mean, the way Kyrie fell off a cliff, PJ became a pumpkin...
But don't you think most of that was because of their opponent, though?
No.
Don't you think their opponent made him do that?
Uh-uh.
I'm not getting in a fight with Monty.
See, I agree with George.
He's our hero of the hardwood.
Empanada run.
Uh-oh, time for empanadas. Okay, I've said too much.
That's like our Oscar music. We said the empanada
Go to break. Empanadas are on our mind.
All right, George. Let's do it again next week.
More corny 90s movies next week.
Empanadas.
There he goes, the great George Dunham. Making us feel better here on a not-so-good Tuesday.
Right now, it is time for the Observation Deck. With the sports expert, the great Gordo, and it's brought to us by A Number One Air. We're going to dump out. Okay. I'll tell you what. Back to the Rangers.
Rangers.
Speaking of sports expertism.
Last sudden expertism.
Something else that I got right. See, I don't remember all my sports greatness
moments. Because you throw out so much garbage.
So the bit is Gordon changes after every
he
game.
He hedges
and
bets.
Then...
He throws out so much stuff.
That's not
that
true.
He picks and chooses what, you know, was
the
really
Eddie Bell four night. I was correct on that. The Dak Prescott thing. I was right on that.
That's two things in 30 years.
The Jack Voigt game tying home run.
No,
I was right on
somebody
that.
Else.
The Celtics in 5. Nailed that way early on.
Also had Mavericks in 7.
Well, Matt brings up another one, or reminds me of another one. I was right about Mitch Moreland, too.
Being your cousin?
No, I was
Rangers
right about
should
that,
have
too.
Hung on to him?
He says, my memory, and I do remember this, is that Sean Bass condescendingly told me that Chris Davis was the superior player at first base and Mitch would never hold down the position. Do you remember this?
He's got a lot more power. And,
he said, I remember, you know, Mitch had been playing for, I don't know, a couple weeks or something. I was like, it seems like he's pretty good.
Well, yeah.
And Sean was all, is a, you know, that's a warm body to keep on first until Chris Davis can get back and everything. I mean,
Chris Davis was a strikeout machine.
Yeah. I was like, I don't understand. It seems like Mitch is pretty good and is performing better than Chris was even there. So
I don't understand. Well, he's not a major league player, though. Chris Davis is a major league player. Mitch is just, you know, his name came up on the clipboard as to who could fill in on first. And so they pulled him out of the stands and put him there. But
I thought the Mitch Moreland one was, when he left here, was, trust me, they can get someone better at first base. And he goes on.
That was part of it, too.
And continues a really good career. And
pretty sure I'm right about that.
No, it was always this thing about how Mitch just, he wasn't a real baseball player. And I've never understood this about sports experts, because I come to it as a total idiot. And I admit I'm a total idiot about sports. But I've never understood, and that's, you know, the Mitch thing was very similar to the Dak thing to me. Which was, people
was
were saying,
clear
well,
to you.
Yeah, it's just, Gordon, you don't understand. I mean, Dak, it's cute what he's doing right here with this first year. I mean, it's cute. It's just not, he's not a real NFL quarterback, though. I mean, you know, you Tony Romo is a serious quarterback. And sports experts, you guys just have a tendency to categorize people, and then it's kind of based on the way you think about them, and then it takes a lot for them to overcome that in your mind.
Well, Gordon remembers every slight, doesn't he?
He does. I mean,
it's kind of scary.
For a guy
you are right
about
fires off as many as he does.
Will get thrown out about someone, and that it's repeated.
Yes,
if that narrative gets thrown out, if it's the early book on someone, it's their book until,
yes,
they do something spectacular to.
And that's what I don't understand, because I'll look at a guy, and I did that with Eddie Belfort. Okay, that's another. There's a commonality in all these examples.
He was a great goalie, though, who skated the cup the
right,
year before.
Exactly. That's my point, is that you had him slotted as something, and then I'm watching him going, well, I don't see the same thing that y'all are talking about. And you're, no, it's there. I mean, it's still there. Yeah, but it's not there now when I'm watching it. No, it doesn't matter. That doesn't matter. Just, we have him slotted as this, so he is this.
It was better this morning.
Just be funny, Gordon. Just be funny.
Right. So, yes, add Mitch Moreland to the list.
Okay.
Yesterday at this time, I was talking about, it was a little weird, I think it was yesterday at this time, Kyrie going and at halftime congratulating all the Celtics,
okay,
and hugging them.
It wasn't at halftime.
Riding on their shoulders.
Like,
and
the 5 minutes left of the game.
Putting on a Celtics jersey and all that. And that was a little bit weird. Andy has a different take on it. He says, Gordon, please tell the non-sports experts that what Kyrie did, while, yes, optically looks odd, he's very thoughtful. He's a very thoughtful and spiritual person. Kyrie talked about not understanding and appreciating the history and culture of the Celtics. I strongly believe that the gesture of going to every former teammate and Celtic player and staff member is his attempt at burying the past relationship he had with Boston. The symbolic nature of paying respects to hopefully shake off the bad juju that has followed him since leaving Boston.
It's just his take.
Do you think he knew that would be televised at all? The fact that he was, that gesture was taking place?
Yeah. I think he knew there was a...
Oh, you think so?
Yeah pretty good chance.
Like Bryson DeChambeau signing autographs.
Okay.
Same, yeah. But, I mean, he does it, so it's... The gesture
is
still
matters,
nice.
Right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. This comes to us from Dee Dee. Says, I submit that Doris Burke is a female Norm Hitchkiss.
Okay.
And I love Norm, Dee Dee has.
Hello.
Experiment. Take a script of Doris's play-by-or color commentary and do it in Norm's voice, and it would fit.
Okay.
He just loves this game.
That's not bad,
actually. He loves to play.
And when I started doing that, I started realizing, there's something to that.
Okay.
If you put it all in Norm's voice, you wouldn't know that this is not Norm's content. What are you talking about?
See, there's something comparable
again,
about the
very
cadence.
Very lovable.
Huh? Yeah.
Very lovable.
He's just a trash player.
Still one of the greatest moments of Normisms ever.
Trash horse.
Yeah, wouldn't it mind that bird?
I think so.
After they won the first jewel of the Triple Crown.
I know everyone's getting excited about this. And understand this.
I'm congratulating Mind That Bird. I am not saying anything negative about Mind That Bird.
Not to be negative.
But for all these people that think that Mind That Bird is going to be a championship horse, he's a trash horse.
A trash horse. And he didn't mean it negative. And
then they win the next
and
leg of
then these? They won the second jewel.
Just all the money he must have lost
yes.
because of that horse.
And you have to it was on us to understand.
Right. Please understand that.
That what Norma yeah, sang was not negative.
What the hell I do for a living? About 10 seconds before we went on the air, I plugged in a prompt to AI. I promise I'm going to stop playing AI.
Man, you are obsessed
with
this. I know
P1s have gone crazy over this, and they've been asking me about what's the website I used. I use Suno.com. It's the only one I've even experimented with. So I don't know. There may be other greater ones out there.
Yeah.
I wanted a song about Mike Ducey. And this is what it spit out.
Talking news.
Uh-oh. Hold on. Hold on. I want to. Little catchy song that it wrote and recorded.
Mike's on the screen. Talking news all clean. Then his face turns green.
Uh-oh.
Oh, what a scene. Stomach starts to churn.
Oh, no.
Got no place to turn.
Oh, no.
He's gotta go now. His bowels start to burn. Ducey's on the run. Everybody's having fun. Gotta get to the charm before the show's all done.
Man, it's such a happy song.
The crew's laughing loud.
He's breaking from the crowd. Can't hold it in now. The smell not allowed. In the hallway, dash through the doors, he crashed. Time to make it fast, or this moment's gonna last. Josie's on the run. Everybody's having fun. Gotta get to the charm before the show's all done.
If I wrote this as a
in the hallway dash through the doors he crashed. Time to make it fast.
So I would have been happy if I had written this because I think it's got a catchy little tune.
Susie's on the run.
Susie's on the run.
Freeze frame at the end of this sitcom intro. I'm on the toilet, give it a thumbs up.
So once again, I'm impressed.
AI.
What do you think, Mike? No, have you heard some of these songs? And how?
Oh, God. Yeah, I've listened to your segments the last few days on
Fart
this.
Blaster.
And it's funny to tease ahead letters from listeners here in about an hour. A P1 was nice enough to send me a song as well that had been generated by AI. It's a little more respectful than the one you just played, I think.
So one of our P1s sent me, he emailed me and asked me for the website that I used. And by the way, it's suno.com. I ought to tweet out a link to it, because if you use my invite code, it's free to sign up. If you use my invite code, I get credits to make more songs. So
okay.
I like it when people use my invite code. Anyway, P1 emailed me, said, hey, what's the website? I sent him the website. And he said that the gag that he's going to do is he and his wife are on a road trip here pretty soon. And he's going to see how long it will take before she mentions that every song seems to have something very specific about their life in it. See how long it takes for her
what
to catch
group
on.
Is this?
The two dogs mentioned in that song were our dogs' names. And wow, how did they mention something that happened in our marriage in year two? That's a good gag. That's a good use of the AI.
Yeah, that's funny. So he's got to come up with like a name of a band and like, yeah, it's That's yeah, the I hot guess, dog slingers. They're a new band.
Yes, he's got to try to keep explaining away. Well, I mean, that's just a coincidence.
It's a coincidence.
I mean,
it's a popular dog name. So
there's lots of people who have sisters with that name. They're your sister's name. So
that's funny.
That's a funny gag to do it. See how long it takes him. How many songs in before she busts him?
Right. Yeah, I want to hear those results. All right, it's
thanks
632.
For the song, Gordon.
Hey, yeah, like that, Mike?
That's sweet.
Deucey on the Run.
Will you play that on Free for All? Mike running down the hall, clutching the back of his Dockers.
Summer chill Friday with the Time Wasters.